This podcast is about the most valuable resource we have, time. How to manage it, observe it better, and putting some respect on time's name. Acknowledging and befriending time empowers one to make the most of their time, increasing all qualities of how we perceive life. Hey y'all, hey, this is your nurse Cece with the Allo Thoughts Media production. You are listening to the Vibe Clinic podcast, your bi-weekly space, encouraging priority towards the wellness of our emotions and thought process first. This podcast is for people who love to have their vibe right while striving to experience the best version of you. There are major factors that we all have in common that alter this very subjective experience of perceiving time. Emotions are notorious. Yes, emotions are notorious because it depends on their condition. Like if you enjoy yourself, you perceive time as it's flying, you know? And when you not enjoying yourself, that thing take all day. For real. Another time perception alteration can come from the level of attention and focus that you devote to a task or a habit. When I'm in my zone, I lose track of time completely. But that's a good thing because that's living literally in flow. And that's that all natural medicine for another factor to influence how we perceive time. And that's stress. Stress is a multidimensionally double-edged sword. a little stress is healthy, but it's when we live in a state of high stress. It's when the Vibe Clinic is going to recommend. I'm prescribing a self-examination on where you at in your journey of connecting deeper within yourself. Like, there are solutions that are in you that will shed more light into your reality. So you know what weeds to pull when you're tending to your soul garden. The purpose of this, let's be aware that there are so many manipulations to time. And on the Vibe Clinic, I feel as though activating and understanding on some of these psychological aspects on time perception only help to gain awareness of the control that's needed over our emotions and over some of these things so that we can enhance our perception to time to better manage and operate within it, or at least start the conversation. We understand on a larger scale that time is infinite. It keeps going on and on and on, right? In my opinion, it's this infinite understanding of time that could easily turn into aiding and abetting complacencies and procrastination. And time becomes illusionary when one perceives it out of tense. I'm breathing right now. I'm breathing right now, but my thoughts are on past actions or circumstances or events. I'm sensing right now, this bakery smells so good. You know, like this air is so fresh and, you know, just unpolluted. And but I'm using this moment to escalate drama. Like, it don't match. Like, do you see how reality can seem or get warped sometimes? And that's just by our own doing. And all the while, reality is still passing you by in my far side voice. Now, but living ahead in the future is not what it's cracked up to be either. It's a fine point between now and then. Appreciate perceiving the present, the real right now. Time is finite. Well, our relationship with it anyway, because our species perish. So from the angle of our experience alone, time is limited, very limited, and unallotted. So enabling a mindset of I don't have time directly correlates as that warning light on the dash, you know, putting you on notice for the need to recalibrate the tense that you're living in currently and connect with the powers of now. You see that dash, but it's okay because we're gonna vibe check this thing together. Who that? Ooh. We have mail. Oh, we have mail from on my last show, Celebrate You, the Talk Radio 90s House Edition. It was a Spotify only episode. And the question on the episode was, how often do you celebrate yourself? And what practices could you initiate to increase this frequency? And Najari Art replied, I celebrate myself with positive self-talk and try to learn new things that make me happy. New practices are setting boundaries, setting new goals, and celebrating my steps, even small steps. Yes, Queen. Thank you for your reply and keep going. It sounds like you found that hidden pathway deep within, the one that won't steer you wrong. Keep going, Najari Art. With this mindset adaption and recognizing this one moment at a time, you can't go wrong. Much love to you and thank you again. The mindset necessary for effective time management first requires reconciling your differences with time. By deciding to observe the moment, the right now of it all, with least resistance. This moment is the moment to make your best decisions you can make without distraction from memories. This moment is the setup for the next moment. And I don't know about you, but I like having good moments. So that's what I choose to sow. Every moment may not feel good. Now I'm almost positive of that. And one of the powers of living in a state of awareness is you must acknowledge a higher power to access and experience our whole being. You know, this moment provides wisdom. Have you ever wondered what is wasting my time? For real, a time waster is an activity or a task that drains valuable time without contributing a meaningful return to our productivity. So identifying them time eaters will set up the right momentum to make the shift into a proactive mindset instead of reactive one. This shift alone dissolves some common time-wasting activities, naturally hindering productivity. And don't only think of productivity as it pertains to work, but also home, your life, your mind, your heart. You know, look at some of the common ones: unhealthy social media use, procrastination, perfectionism, not knowing when to say no, just unnecessariness. In understanding how to manage time more efficiently, it may be helpful to identify your mindset. Do you have a reactive or a proactive mindset? A reactive mind, it gets caught up with crisis after crisis, constantly firefighting. Shout out to all the first responders. Thank you for your awesome commitment to this community. And you know, be careful in this reactive state though. Long term, this ain't it. It ain't what you want, because this causes the increase of stress. But this can change though. A proactive mind plans ahead to curb or manage problems. Sometimes we might need to stop and observe what is happening, consciously reevaluating our approach. Check your process on how you do things. Check your systems that are in place. At the end of the day, what is it that you believe? Because this very belief governs everything. Identify it. And when necessary, change that mug. Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. When you say time, I see the numbers, the letters floating within me. Time perceives life as an eternity that I can't see. Father, guide me to trust your vision. As your spirit allows me to coast through the wooden arches and the malnourished valleys, fumbling texture in my heart. Be intentional. Practice this, because think about it. If we actually do what we mean and mean what we say, this is a real-time way to prioritize tasks and responsibility. Because all of these things, if not shuffled and dealt or discarded, left under all of these tasks and responsibility left unattended, is overwhelming. So being intentional is an overall way to better communicate. And because you spend less time having a negatively ill-tense experience doing something you really don't want to do. Yo, intentional, accountable, forgiving, all of these things are real-time tools available right now to help combat fears associated with life's time. These qualities, they fight all of that. That make up for a lot of fears, don't it? Consciously living this finite position with recognition of the infinite atmosphere, I begin to understand abundance and the wealth of resources compacted within and throughout this land, which is all connected in me. And it takes present and self-awareness to realize this thought. It's my theory that in this moment of realization, there is access to everything. And I have control over my thoughts. And I believe that there is a way to do all things. This belief is like time extending an olive branch so that there could be a mutual respect gain. All of these practices that we are talking about today buffers the moment. All of these things buffer out the moment for the sensations and the pressures of the moment to make that decision, that life-changing decision. To step out on faith and step into the unknown and act, decide. That buffering allows you to take your time. No pressure. Take your time with that decision. Think about it. This fosters an opportunity for conscious decision making in real time. It will change your life. The psyche must be trained, not tamed. Aha! Y'all want to know the secret to stretch time? Leverage it and realize that's what you're doing. To leverage is to achieve the most significant result with least possible effort. Focus your effort on the things that really matter. Practice prioritizing so that when you focus energy on the activities that give you the greatest return for the time invested. Poor work-life balance and poor time management is synonymous with stress. Leverage. That's the secret sauce. Outside of all the inner work we do to better manage time, we could also block, schedule, plan. That's where you group similar tasks together and carve out a couple hours a week to get in a groove and just get her done. I do this with emails, y'all, and creating content, you know, just kind of scheduling that time to write, and it works. Every phone or computer have a calendar. Use it. Don't just schedule work and business and stuff like that. Schedule fun. Schedule hobbies. Schedule gardening. Schedule self-care dates with yourself. Then when all of that is depleted, get somebody else to do it. Keep it simple. Ask yourself, is this my responsibility? And be honest. And if it's not, politely slide that task to its rightful owner. Shoo, enjoy adding hours to your day with the use of SMART goals. It's about being intentional, making decisions to optimize your life. Work smarter, not harder. Delegate, automate, use technology. Everyone is beautifully unique. And so your journey to time management may not look like mine or any other listener. As long as you consciously embrace this process, you're not choosing to compromise your health. You're not compromising quality times with your loved ones or with yourself. There is 24 hours in a day, and you have time to do anything you want. Do you feel your current state of time perception challenged? I hope so. We shine light on an illusionary mind and how easy it is to alter the perception of time. We discuss strategies and mindset shifts to befriend time, releasing fear and letting go of non-producing thoughts and actions. being present in the moment can lead to greater time appreciation. Be sure to practice these insights to cultivate a deeper sense of awareness. Time is a precious resource, and by mastering it, it can unlock your full potential and lead to a positive, fulfilling life. Right now is the space to gain an understanding and reboot your relationship with time. I love y'all. Peace.